everybody be asking me, like, damn, Luke, you beat Snyder and shoot off? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, I beat Aaron. But this time, I can't take all the credit because I've literally have teamed up with No Limits Archery right here out of Denver, Colorado. I believe Phil has put some of the best guys in his shop to work on your equipment. Guys like Jason and Bo, I think they're the best in the business, if you ask me. Because when I drop off my bow, I feel like those guys are treating it like if it was their own. So, I mean, y'all seen what happened. I did beat Snyder. But that being said, guys, while you're there, check out their pro shop. It is top notch. They have everything you need from all your archery supplies, from hunting camo and boots. I mean, they got it all. And while you're there, let's shoot because it's one of the biggest facilities here in the area, indoor and outdoor. Guys, check them out on the IG at No Limits Archery and www.nolimitsarchery.com.
You hear that, Luke? That sounds like America.
America.
And tell me how you show your patriotic spirit.
And I show mine by getting my own custom American flag from Walls to Walls at JeremyWalls81 on the IG. He's been with us from day one. And now he is giving all our listeners 20% off all custom flags. But it just don't stop there. He's also giving people free shipping.
20% off and free shipping. I'm going to order two just so I can flex on my commie neighbors.
Of course you would. That would be you, totally. Hey, that's a great idea, though. Show your patrons. Check them out. JeremyWalls81. Slide in his DMs. Tell them that you want one of those custom flags, what GUB rocking. Get your own custom.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of awesome.
Ha-ha. Check him out. Oh, snap, Cody. We have made it.
Oh, man, Luke, it feels so good. I'm finally a somebody.
Man, I'll tell you what. Our boys over at Tito Knives have came through and made our own backcountry rolls.
Ultra light, ultra sharp, and now ultra fly.
Oh, snap. I like that little saying. Man, now's the time to go on their website. Check out what they got on their inventory. Right now, they got our own backcountry rolls, Gladiators Unleashed. It's sexy, bro. Sexy. And once you get done purchasing your own backcountry rolls, make sure you post this on the gram. And guess what? Some lucky winner's going to get some swag to their door.
Type in that code GU15. Save 15% off your entire purchase.
Oh, shit. What was that saying you just said?
Ultra light, ultra sharp, and ultra fly player.
Damn, Cody, everybody be liking what we're doing with this Bullhorn app.
Yeah, what's not to like, man? You get to text, you get to call in, you get to run your mouth with your favorites every episode.
Man, we love it. I love the interaction we get with our listeners. Guys, if you guys want to become a part of your favorite podcast, download the app, bullhorn.fm, your podcast app. This podcast is brought to you by Kafaro International. It's gear for life.
Extreme hunting products, packs, frames, tents, shelters, sleeping systems, stoves, and more.
Did I mention it's American made?
Love it, America.
America. Hey, guys, check them out. It's Kafaro.net.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get it.
I can sense your...
What up, what up, what up? We are back in full effect. I feel kind of good, man. I don't know why. Maybe it's because my guest here, he brought me a little gift. A little bit of Jack Daniel's single barrel. You know what I mean? That's our good goods. So I'm about to hook you up with some swag, son. Got to get you some gear. So tonight's guest, we got a man from Davis Tents, Taylor Raymond.
Did I say it right now?
You did.
I'm fucking knocking this shit out of the park.
We got Skinny Codes from the app.
Yes, sir.
And we got my man Tomas running those cameras, making me look all skinny and shit. Kind of. Get my good side, Tomas. Speaking of looking good, what's going on there, Cody? What do you got going on here, man? You got a haircut. You got a shave. You look like you've dropped fucking like 30 pounds, bro. What is it?
Getting shredded, dog.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Damn. Yeah. I'm going to need some fucking tape.
I told you. As Gagey would say, I'm going back to 2014. Still living in 2014.
Oh,
Fuck, I just want to get down to fucking back to the 2000 and fucking 9 when I was walking around 180. That'd be nice. But anyways, tonight, man, I'm excited. We've been meaning to do one of these for a while. Scheduling kind of just been kind of crazy, but we got it in tonight. Thursday night. I don't really like doing them too much on Thursday night, but I'm not drinking too heavy tonight. I'm just kind of chilling. I mean, I'm on this camp with Gaethje. I'm trying to do it hard. And but you're going turkey hunting this weekend? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. This Saturday I'll be down in the Springs. We gave away a youth turkey hunt at the Denver ISC a couple weeks ago. Going to go down, take some pictures, do a little bit of filming.
That's cool.
Pretty fun.
Yeah, that's cool. Especially for the youth. I mean, that's
That's
what it's about.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're really excited. We actually, our owner bought it at the CBA banquet.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And then he wanted to give it away, and we did over at the Denver ISC. And I just, when we gave it away, I basically asked the guy, hey, can I go down and take some pictures? And
do maybe, it, be a part of it? Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, that sounds awesome. Well, so it's been awesome. Yeah, it's been really good.
That's actually going to be sweet because then you'll have, you know, pictures that you guys doing it, promotion, and let alone a memory for the kid forever, yeah, right?
Like, absolutely.
I mean, that's kind of what the whole thing is. I mean, that's why, honestly, I really like documenting, filming, taking pictures. It might not mean a whole lot right away, but maybe later on.
Yeah, no,
you know, especially for the kids, like you got kids, right?
Yep.
And like later on, like, damn, dad did some cool shit or some dumb shit too at the same time. But yep. You know what I mean? Like, yep. Honestly, that's why I literally like to just record everything and just get it going, you know, just keep it documented. I mean, just like who would have thought Aaron and the whole Cafaro guys were going to pack up and leave? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, to me, I would have never guessed that in a million years. And, like, me, I was like, fuck, man, I kind of took that shit for granted, you know? He's not going to be here around all the time. We're not going to be able to shoot all summer long. It's going to suck. But, you know, that's why I'm glad I grabbed the pictures, the videos that I do have. It's just good for memory, you know?
Yeah.
And, but anyways, I ain't going to try to get all sentimental and shit because Cody start crying a little bit, you know? That being said, so tell me what your role, how you got involved, and I mean, because I got questions for you, because I'm telling you, I've stayed in a few canvas the tents, the wall tents, you know, and I think I know I've stayed in a Davis tent, and I've stayed in one of your guys' competitors too. The Montana
Canvas.
We won't say that name too loud up in this bitch. No, but that's, I just knew it because when we went on Ian Berg up, his family in Wisconsin, we go bear hunting up in by I don't know, third, fourth, I don't know what season it is, but it's a later season. It's cold. No. Here in Colorado, they all come down from Wisconsin. And dude, I didn't realize bear were still out there that late. And literally, there are some big ass bears. I'm not gonna give the unit out, but
you could write it down.
Yeah, definitely. And it's second choice. It's like literally a B tag, so you get them again. And we went out there, and I took my pop up out there, right? Mm-hmm. My pop up camper. I was like, oh, we'll be good in this bitch. Hell no, we weren't, bro. We were snuggling up in that wall tent the next night. We did one night. We're like, fuck this. We're staying in the wall tent with the stove. And oh my God, dude, that thing was awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. And that's when I became a fan of the wall tent, man. I was like, dude, this is where it's at. Because they had it all set up. They had like their kitchen in a wall tent, their bedrooms in a wall tent, their shitter in a wall tent. I mean, it was legitness. I was like, damn, this is how camp should be.
Yeah.
You know? So anyways, I got carried away. Tell me and tell the listeners your role and a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I work for Davis Tent. I don't really have a name for my role. You know, I was really brought on to help manage their fly-in floor production. you know, kind of since then, I still do that. And then I help out with all their social media, you know, some marketing. And then I also do a lot of their events as well, which have all been great. That's actually how I think I met you.
Yeah, you did, I think.
At one of the tacks.
Yep.
And so, yeah, that's kind of what I do for them. It started about 3 years ago. I left. I was a high school math teacher and baseball coach.
Oh, no shit. Now, see, that's new for me. I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was doing good. I was working at, you know, went to school to be a math teacher. I was there for 5 years, kind of moved up. And I just saw Davis Tent had an opening. If I was going to move away, it was going to be something else I was extremely passionate about. And I love hunting. Not saying it consumes me, but it's pretty close. That's how much I like to go. And so I just kind of stepped into a role with them. And, you know, it's been great ever since. I mean, we've been growing like crazy, you know, over the past few years. I mean, crazy.
Well, I was just going to say, it's because I would say when I first met you, man, was it at a tech event? I thought it was before that.
It could have been, but
I know it was the first time we hung out. Yeah, was at tech, and we had a great time. But I saw you a lot more, I think, and that's when I started seeing Davis brand out there and getting out in the community and everything. And I would say in the last 2 years, I've noticed your brand being in magazines now, just being out everywhere, even social media. I mean, the social media aspect of the whole thing is like has taken off. And is that part of your job then too?
I started our Instagram account, you know, entirely organically, a little less than like 5 months after I started there. And, you know, I haven't checked lately, but, you know, we're like at over 4,000 followers.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's all been organic.
Yeah, like that's the way.
Legit. And that's, you know, the way that we've tried to do things is by, you know, being legit.
Right.
You know, not paying for followers, because you could do that. There's companies out there that absolutely 100% do that.
You know what's crazy is I get hit up more and more about, like, hey, man, let's bump your followers up, and all you have to pay is $10, this and that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why would I do that? It's like a bunch of Russians or some bullshit people. And I'm like, I don't need to get the following. If I get it, it's because I want it to be organic and real followers I can have conversations with. But I'm sure there's companies out there or people that want that status to get, oh, I got 30,000 followers or 100 some thousand followers. To me, I don't give a shit about any of that. I mean, I know companies do, but me personally, it's all about I'd rather be real than fake. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, 100%.
So I guess when you came in and you saw the ad for Davis Tent, did you really know what it really was about, what Davis Tent was about when you first got in?
Not really. I mean, I was a customer. Uh-huh. Beforehand. I had bought a used Davis Tent the summer before. I had a, you know, very bad experience, very similar to yours with the pop-up camper, you know, where it was, you know, second season in Colorado, you know, it's down like close to zero and mm-hmm. you are freezing your butt off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were underneath one of those like 10 by 10 pop-ups that you can,
yep.
you know, buy from like Walmart or something,
uh-huh.
you know, and we're freezing. Like it was hard to eat. I mean, there was, you were,
it was
warm.
Miserable.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. And so kind of after that trip, I'm like, screw this. I'm going to invest in a wall tent. Because this is an investment, especially yeah. when I did that and I was about 25 years old.
Yeah.
You know, as yeah. a teacher, not making hardly any money.
Yeah.
You know, so I ended up buying a used Davis tent off of some guy in Brighton. I had, like my wife had seen like a Facebook marketplace
yeah.
Kind of ad. She shot it to me. I was off for the summer, drove down there, like got it. And it was awesome. And then yeah. I put that, you know, that tent through the ringer. I mean, yeah. I'm usually gone most of August, like through November.
Okay.
Like that's.
That's your time to hunt. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm, you know, out there. It was pronghorn archery, muzzleloader first season. I usually take like second season off and then third and fourth. We used that tent that entire time, and it was awesome.
Game changer.
It was. And then that year I had like my best season ever, and then they just kind of that next spring kind of had a job opening, and I'm just like, you know, if I was ever gonna leave teaching, it was to
now's
to
the
be
time.
In the outdoor industry.
Yeah, now's the time.
Yeah, and it just, you know, it's been great. You know, since I've been there, you know, we have a long tradition. You know, we've been around since 1950.
Yeah, so I was you know, checking you guys out, so I didn't come completely moron on this podcast, right? I literally checked you out. It's like it's a third generation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Art Davis started it in his basement. I could have the name of the town right, but it was like Lakewood or Inglewood. Mm-hmm. He literally started it in his basement.
Yeah.
And then it's moved from him, who Art's still alive, and we still see occasionally, to his sons. Then one of his sons, their son, Chris, is our shop manager now.
Okay.
And, yeah, like, it's the wealth of knowledge in that building is incredible.
That's cool. That's really cool. I mean, just to see third generation and how it carries on to the family, you know, and everything. And then you get, you know, employers like yourself and just good people, right? Like, to me, I think that goes a long ways with the company too, you know, and what I'm trying to say with this is like me meeting you, it's just been awesome meeting you. And I was like, oh man, you are a great representative for Davis Tent, right? I cannot wait to meet some of the owners, whatever, mutual friend, what's his name? James,
Hardesty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big Davis fan, right? Like
yeah,
huge.
Huge. Yep.
Like he's like, I remember him talking about this like 3-4 years ago, you know, mm-hmm. like Luke, you got to get one of these are it, you know? And he's a billboard for you guys on these. Right. Mm-hmm. And, he goes, yeah, you know, this guy. And, you know, he literally thinks the world of all you guys down there. And, I mean, and he uses them. I know that down in his new place down
in Durango.
In Durango, yep. You know. So, I mean, people say, you know, I think the biggest advertisement a guy can have is word of mouth, right?
Absolutely.
And that could either make you or break you, right?
100%.
So, everything that I've heard and what I've said about you guys and what I've experienced in the wall tent, it is literally a fucking badass fucking. I would say, yes, it is an investment, but it's a badass investment because you will love to hunt and love to be out there. Because I'm telling you right now, I had a fucking nice-ass pop-up heater and everything in that bitch. I even had an electric blanket, bro. And that shit, I think me and Ian were fucking cold up.
Seriously, I've seen it.
Seriously,
it before,
we were so fucking cold. We're like, dude, this is some bullshit.
Yeah.
And yeah, I said no more, dude.
Yeah, I could tell you a little story on that. So that first wall tent that I bought, that used one, it had come from like the Inglewood shop.
Uh-huh.
So when I bought it, it was over 30 years old.
Wow.
That's how old that tent was. And I, like I said, I used it that entire year, you know, basically all, you know, the entire fall. And then after I started working, you know, for Davis,
uh-huh.
I'm able to, you know, maybe use, you know, couple of new models. And I actually sold it to a good buddy, one who's actually a friend of your,
yeah.
or a fan, you know, big fan of your podcast. And I actually stayed in it last year during second
No season. Shit. That was kind of cool then, huh?
Yeah, it was awesome. And then he actually filmed one of our new videos for the GoTen. He was the cameraman.
No kidding.
I did the, yeah, no, it's pretty awesome just to kind of like come full circle and see like how old some of these tents, as long as you know, take care of them.
Yep.
Like these things are built to last.
Yeah. So I guess that's kind of what I want to know. Like, I mean, I know that, you know, third generation and your guys' motto, it's built by hunters for hunters, right?
Yeah.
Somewhat, you know, I see it, you know, on it. And, this drink break is brought to you by KillCliff.com. Energy that doesn't suck.
KillCliff is the clean energy drink with no sugar and 150 milligrams of clean caffeine. Now with 100% more winning, because losing sucks and losing is for losers.
Did I mention it's totally American and a proud partner of the Navy SEAL Foundation? Guys, check them out. KillCliff.com. Type in our code GU 15. I see like some of your, the glamping part of it and the camping deal. I mean, that's a whole different market, right? I mean, like
entirely.
And I think that's cool. And I just want to know, like, do people keep these up year round, or do they take them down, or like, do you have to spray certain shit on them? Like, tell me, break it down to me.
I can absolutely do that. So as far as it being like up year round or half the year, it's really dependent on the location.
Okay.
So like if I was setting up, let's just say you happen to have a deck.
Yeah.
You know,
like up top we're looking at.
Yeah. So like you have a deck and you're at what is this? What
9,000 feet?
Yeah, 9,000 feet. So you're probably not going to put this up year round. Okay. Most likely. Because of snow load.
Yeah.
And so for, you know, somebody in Colorado around 9,000 feet, they're probably going to set it up for, you know, around 6 months, you know, rent it out in the summer. But, you know, we have thousands of tents, you know, in, you know, back east, in the south, in the Caribbean and California, where they don't have to, you know, they don't have snow load. They don't have to deal with that. So they literally have them up year round. Our tents come with a lifetime treatment, so they don't have to touch the tents at all. And then like those glamping setups have like a rain fly with an awning. It's like a front porch area.
Yep.
You know, similar to what you would see in a camper.
Yep.
And that fly is UV treated.
Oh, wow.
So it protects the roof of your canvas because, you know, tents that are set up year round are totally different than, you know, like most of the tents that I use in a hunting situation. Right. I'm using them for, you know, 4 days to a week
and
then I'm coming home. Right. And I'm taking it down. But then I might be going up, you know, the next weekend and maybe using a different tent depending on the size of my camp.
Yep.
I mean, you could set these things up year round. You could set one up year round if you wanted to. You would just have to what we would call elevate your rain fly. So you'd build a separate like wood structure and then elevate that rain fly. And then you could have someone stay in there year round.
No kidding. With a burner and everything.
Yeah, with the stove. I mean, obviously, you're in Colorado, right?
Yep.
It gets cold.
I mean, yeah, and like, your stoves are just are freaking, those fireplaces are just unbelievable, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, those, I think to me, when I go out in the field and when I came back from the hunt, I could not wait to get next to that stove. I mean, it was the best thing of the whole deal. They're like, oh, you ready for a beer? I'm like, nope. I'm ready to fucking sit next to that stove and then I may grab a beer, you know, but it honestly, man. And do you guys all make those yourself then?
Yeah. So you need to stop at the shop one time. And we literally have like a gigantic, I forget how many square footage it is, but we literally have like a showroom, offices, and then the showroom literally flows into our production facility.
Oh, wow.
So when like customers come in and look at the tent that we have on display, they're literally seeing them being made.
Wow.
Right there. And so, yeah, we make all of the tents in Denver, Colorado, you know, 100% USA made. And we're very proud of that.
Yeah, you guys should be very proud of that because not too many companies can say that nowadays.
I agree.
Yeah, not too. I mean, they might say they are, but they're not getting all the parts and everything. And but yeah, you know, that's a whole different topic. But yeah, man. So like when I get in, I mean, like a family, I mean, like how many different types do you guys, I mean, I know you guys do custom tents too for a person, but like, do you guys like have standard tents like that you guys put out, the, you know, to like regular hunting camps?
Yeah. So, you know, we like Luke said, we can do custom stuff, but you know, we have a lot of, you know, just certain sizes that fit well for different purposes. So we go all the way down from like a 10 by 10 go tent, which is kind of our newer model released about 2 years ago, you know, to a 10 by 12, 12 by 14, like all the way up to a 16 by 24.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah.
Oh, you know, get some big motherfuckers.
Yeah. So like, you know, Trev, right? Yep. From Outback Outdoors.
Yep.
Right. So he's got a 16 by 24 cause he needs it. Cause he's got, you know, three camera guys and, you know, all sorts of, you know, camera equipment and cooking. And so, you know, really whatever your need is, you know, for hunting or glamping, like we've got a size that fits, you know, what you're trying to do.
Do you guys put like little curtains up? Is there ways that you guys put like different rooms up? Like, let's just say like I got two kids and, you know, daddy's feeling kind of freaky. Mama's feeling kind of freaky. You know what I'm saying?
So you need to build a separate deck, and that's what the kids go in.
He'd be like, kids, get the hell outside.
With its own little stove. No, yeah. So we do what we would call a room divider.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's basically like your curtain. It's going to be just exactly like the front or the back of your tent. So like that front door, right? It'll have a zipper.
Yep.
And then you can, you know, basically room divider, right? It
yep.
separates the space.
So yeah, that's cool. Like honestly, man, like when I slept in the one with my people from Wisconsin, I was blown away on like, I mean, I'm talking about the wind was blowing, it was snowing, and how well they, you know, it stood the weather. Like, it's crazy. Like, I mean, obviously, from what, 18 or 1955?
Yeah, 1955.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you guys have been doing it for a while. They've been doing it for a minute. So, I guess, what is, like, the standard, you know, how many people does it take to put a wall tent up?
You know, I would say it's size dependent. You know, our most common size is a 14 by 16.
Uh-huh.
I've got a YouTube video. It's not very good at all. My oldest daughter interrupts me like halfway between to tell me lunch is ready. Yeah, but I set up that 14 by 16 with an internal frame by myself in my backyard, and I did it in 23 minutes explaining it. So, you know, that was after, you know, a year and a half-ish, you know, working there.
You kind of know.
You know, having an idea. But, I mean, once you, you know, set your anything up, right, for,
right.
you know, two or three times, you know.
You get better at it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, it's not that bad, you know, really not that bad.
Yeah, so ideally 2-3 would be ideal, right?
As far as, you know, people to set it up?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm doing anything like 14 by 16 or greater, I would, you know, like a second person.
I mean, if you're building that big of a tent, you're probably going to have buddies with you, you know?
Yep. As long as I get off at the same time you do. I won't tell you how many times I've set up a 12 by or a 14 by 16 by myself, and then I make my buddies come up and then set up like a cook shack, which is basically like another extension out. And, you know, I make them set it up while I sit on a, you know, chair and sip a glass of whiskey.
Yeah.
And just, you know, fucking give them directions.
Earn your keep here, motherfuckers, you know.
You brought the wood, right? Because I brought the tents. No.
But that's honestly, like, you know, it makes camp so much better, right? Like, it's comfortable and enjoyable. Like, you can enjoy, you know, your cup of whiskey, mm-hmm. your beer, back to camp, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not a backcountry hunt, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a hunt where you can fucking stay out there and fucking, I mean, I think we stayed out there for a week, and it was the best week I ever stayed after I fucking closed up my pop-up.
Yeah, no, I mean, we have outfitters who literally set them up at the end of July and don't take them down till November.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, going to say next is, like, how many, like, outfitters have used your tents and just fucking, I mean, that's how they run their business.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you the number. I mean, there's that, you know, that many.
Yeah.
And it's not just from Colorado, too. I mean, it's
all know,
Wyoming, it's Arizona. I mean, they use Davis tents, you know, a lot.
Yeah.
And like I said, you can set up, they set them up for, you know, 3-4 months
yeah.
and just kind of leave them there. I mean, they have guides who come in and check on them, but it's mostly because they're dropping off clients.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, man, I think it would just be like a game changer for me just to have one even up here, because like I was talking to you, like, you know, for the best of the best, like people mm-hmm. coming here, going to stay here. I mean, I'll have this whole room just full with people staying my house, let alone who's going to stay in the camper
mm-hmm.
out here. But I think like, that's why I showed you my deck up on top of the mountain. Mm-hmm. Like to me, I think, that would be my problem solved.
Yeah. No, my wife and I are going through a big home addition this summer.
Uh-huh.
And for part of it, we can't live in the house. So guess what we're going to live in the backyard?
Really?
Yeah, we're going to live in a Davis wall tent.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's obviously doable.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than going to go fucking pay for it. A goddamn apartment or bed and breakfast, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we'll see how long it lasts. I mean, our, you know, my wife's parents live like 15 minutes away, and I think they have like a 5,000 square foot house.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be like, just come on over.
So it might happen, you know, but, you know, I'm gonna stay in that tent as long as I can.
Yeah, I mean, it, honestly, man, you had the luxury to do that. I mean, that's what's nice. You yeah. know what I mean? So I guess if you had to say, what is the pros of it? What are the cons of it? You know what I mean?
Of using a wall tent?
Yeah.
Well, in a hunting situation, us at the shop, we go hunting a lot. You're not as mobile depending on the size that you do. All of us at the shop still, backpack hunt.
Right.
You're just a little less mobile or a lot less mobile. Unless you go with one of our really small sizes, which we've kind of designed to be more mobile. Really the added benefits are going to be like standing height, right? You're going to be able to stand up in that tent. You can run a stove and not like the lighter weight stoves that, only work for about like 30 minutes that are more designed to like, take the chill off and just dry gear. You're going to be able to get those stoves to last for, 3-4 plus hours. And then you're going to have a cot, which you're going to have a much more, comfortable sleeping situation, which is important when you're putting 10 plus miles, on your boots all day. Cause that's a lot of people, that's what they do when it comes to hunting. Let's see, I kind of ran out of thought. So,
I would just think like the pros of it obviously is the comfortability of when you do come back.
Yep.
Do you say comfortability?
It's a word. I looked it up.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what planet you live on.
Yeah. I don't know. Jeez.
But also, you act like this is the fucking first show you ever listened to.
I just never heard any.
He just wanted to call me out.
Comfortability. I mean.
Comfortability. Okay. Check it out. Get educated. Get a thesaurus, motherfucker. anyways, it's like that, right? And, you had that luxury to have that, comfort, right? When you get back, whether you're either camping, glamping, whatever you call it, hunting, whatever. The con of it, what I say is like, okay, if you're, let's say these outfitters go out and they can't get with their truck and they load up horses, whatever. They literally, it takes a load to take that up there, right?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Let's just say like a 14, what was your average one you say?
Yeah, so like a 14 by 16.
Yeah.
I think you're getting into weights.
Right? Yeah, weight. What is that? What is the weight of just the canvas?
Yeah, so 66, right around 66 pounds. Okay. So you're not packing that thing on your back at all.
No, it's heavy.
Yeah. So if you don't have horses, right, you're most likely going to be truck camping.
Yeah.
Or you're going to rent horses, which is an experience all in itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Trust me.
Yeah, so I guess what I'm saying, if you can't get it out of your truck, set it up right there, it's going to be a little bit of a pain, and it's going to be work, right? Like, so is there
a little bit.
And then, like, as far as, the con of it would be, okay, I got to get firewood, obviously, loaded.
Okay.
But I don't really consider that a con. I consider it as a perk, too.
Yeah, because
you're going to enjoy yourself.
You're getting warm, right?
Right. But the cots, you can put an air mattress in there, too. I mean, you could fucking do. I mean, if you went the glamping part of the whole deal, you could have a goddamn full bed in there.
Yep. I mean, I could show you, I don't know, hundreds of pictures of people putting legitimate beds.
Really?
In. Yeah, yeah. With nightstands, electricity, futons in case,
Yeah.
Change that, a couple's tent into, like, if they've got kids or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah. No, you could put.
Yeah, that's what I, that's more like my cup of tea. Like, I would be like, dude, this is what I need to look glamping up in here. Which I think is so cool. You know what I mean? Like, like to me, I could literally see myself having one up there.
I right? could see it, yeah.
100%. And just having a spot where I go hang out up there, kicking it, maybe even do podcasting about it. It'd be fucking sweet just to have another place up there, and just chill. And then guess what? I could pass the fuck out up there, and I'll be A-OK.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't want to walk the 800 yards down.
That's not 800 yards.
Hey, you know, hey.
Where's your rangefinder? Hey, I'll check you.
50 yards, maybe, huh? goddamn, I don't want to be called out on my own goddamn show.
I apologize.
No, it's all good. I guess the thing I want to say is, like, how did you get into hunting? Like, what age did you get involved? I was working.
Really?
Try it. Let's see it. Let's see. Hold on real quick.
Yeah. It's all good.
We have a little issues.
Matt, what's up?
Not much, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. Can you hear us good?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, good. The video's down, right?
No, I'm watching the video right now.
You can see me wave?
Yep.
Oh, shit. So it's weird because on our end, I'm not seeing it at all. That's weird.
Yeah, you went out for like a second and then came back up.
Okay, cool. Well, cool, man. I'm glad. Right on. Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm in Denver right now for work. White old lady and I are getting ready to move out here.
Oh, sweet.
I'm from Florida.
Okay. I think I talked to you before, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah, I met Taylor out there at the Western Hunt Expo and out at the Davis Wall tent.
Oh,
yeah.
Right on.
That's cool.
You still getting after it hiking?
Yeah. No, I woke up this morning. I was out the door at 6:20, hiked North Table Mountain all the way to the top with a backpack on, and then went down and went to work. I'm going to do the same thing tomorrow. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Not too heavy on the whiskey, right? That's
good. But yeah, no, I'm getting after it, and I'm loving every second of it. I saw a deer yesterday on the way up there.
Nice.
Which is a great way for me to start my morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've had some crazy videos that you can't, or hiking up in all the snow and everything else.
Yeah, no, you know, weight loss or getting fit and being ready for hunting season doesn't quit, even if it's you know, snowing sideways and 20 degrees. I mean, that's when you get to test your new rain gear, right?
You got to test the gear and the boots, you know?
Yeah.
That's fact.
That's the way I look at it. It's an interesting way, but that's the way I look at it.
Oh, heck yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you a question. The old lady and I are looking at a house in Castle Rock. Any good 3D ranges? I know American Bowman's a little bit far. I want to make it out.
What's
there.
What's that one off of Highlands Ranch? Highlands Ranch, yeah.
Yeah. So the... I've only shot it one time. Luke, how many times have you shot?
I think I've shot it twice. They're right. That's the one over there on Santa Fe and 85, right?
I live in Denver, but I know the mountains more
that's
than...
That's Highlands Ranch.
But just look up Highlands Ranch. Right? You know, I think it's just Archery Club.
All right.
It's a great course. You know, I've only shot it once, but I know people who shoot it like almost every day.
Yeah, me too.
It's a great course. I've seen deer and elk.
Yep.
When I've been shooting it, and it was mostly in the spring when I was shooting it. But it's an awesome course.
Yeah, it is honestly. If it wasn't so far for me, I would probably go do that too. It literally is a cool course, and it's probably from Castle Rock. I bet it's a hop and a skip. Probably you're looking at 15 minutes max, probably.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a nice place. And I don't think there's a weight or anything on that thing, because I know they do law enforcement training there too for like pistol shooting, and it's a cool facility, man.
Yeah, I mean they basically have like a 3D, you know, course, like a loop.
Yep.
And then they have like, you know, this standard at every course, you know, kind of like, you know, targets at 10, 20, you know, kind of get more dialed in or warm up depending on your cup of tea.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to need some shooting partners out there if anyone's interested.
I heard Best of the Best needs a couple shooters.
We do need more. Yeah,
I called my buddy up. He hasn't shot a traditional bow in about 10 years, and he's like, maybe I'll do that with you. He lives in Cody, Wyoming.
Oh, there you go.
Down for it.
You know what's crazy, man? We got people coming from Canada, California, upstate New York. I mean, it's fucking crazy, dude.
Wow.
I mean, it's nuts.
This is what, year two or year three?
Year three.
Yeah, year three. Wow.
Year three.
That's
and
awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. And we got some, we've already doubled the amount from last year of competitors.
That's awesome.
Just the amount of like prizes that we give. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have some awesome, like, you know, awesome partners that want to help us out. And Black Rifle's coming down to fucking give out coffee in the morning. They're going to shoot. It's going to be a pretty cool event. And you guys seen the belts and rings I just put out today. I designed for the shoot. So I'm excited for it, man. I'm just trying to think, how do I get one of those fucking belts or rings myself?
You have to steal it, bro. Well, that's the only way you're going to get one of those.
Or you could have a replica, man. Right?
Well, that's what I said.
Put it up right here. Right?
You have to boost it out of your own truck.
I know. I'm like, God damn it. I got to win this bitch. But yeah, it's cool, man. We're giving trophies out from first, obviously, to fifth place. But that's like, the trophies are just icing on the cake. I mean, the real prize is the money, cash prize, man.
Really?
Our payouts are freaking nice, dude. I mean, that's what the entry fee is, minus, you know, whatever the American Bowman gets. I mean, like me and Aaron, we're not making money off this.
Aaron's going to make money off of this.
Aaron's going to make
money.
Aaron
just set this up. This is like laundering money for Aaron. That's all he's doing.
He's a little cocksucker, huh? So it literally all goes back out to the competitors,
that's
right?
Awesome. That's
so,
awesome.
You know, if they don't win the cash prize, we're trying to get them some cool gear. Sig came in with some sweet gear this year. I mean, we have a lot of companies already stepping up and donating. And all you do is when you come in, you sign in, you pay your entry fee, you get a raffle ticket, and then that's your way to winning gear. It's easy.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. Well, we'll just be donating money with my buddy shooting with me, but it'll be a good time.
Hey, well, if you do that, we do give a trophy out for you are not the best of the best. In fact, you suck. for last place. So there you go.
Shoot all right, but he may win that award.
There you go. You know what I mean? So like we want to spread the love, you know, from the person who gets last gets something too, you know?
That's it.
I think we had a chick last year that shot with us. I think she hit like fucking out of 20 targets, I think she hit 9 animals.
With a trad bow or a compound?
Compound.
Okay.
She got the trophy. You are not the best of the best. In fact, you suck. I wonder if she'll be back. But yeah, man, it's a good time. So if you guys can't, come on out. But if not, hit me up, man. Look me up on the IG. I'll come down and shoot with you. I'm always down to shoot if I'm free.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate it. Hopefully we'll be out here in mid-May. I'm out here till we move out here working, but
okay.
The old lady and the kids may come out end of May or something like that. So
okay. I wonder if they're ready to get out of the humidity or what?
Oh, man. It's bad. It's been a bad winter down there. It's been hotter than hell.
I bet. That's crazy, right? Like, and here it's cold. It's cold. I live up here in the mountains in Conifer, and it's freaking, that wind is cold right now, dude.
Oh, yesterday was insane.
Yeah, dude, it was crazy.
Or 2 days ago.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man, I'm all walking around in sandals and shorts yesterday. I was like, what the hell am I doing here? So, but, yeah, man, well, hit me up. Don't be afraid, man. I'll be glad to meet you and fling some arrows with you.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for everything. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right, man, thanks for listening.
Take care.
Well, that's cool. At least the listeners are – Aaron, and he's getting video, I guess. So that's good. On my shit, I'm done, dude.
Yeah, it won't do anything for me either.
Yeah, so
I'm getting messages. People are angry.
Yeah,
you're saying other people are saying that.
Yeah, see, because I can't get it either. Like, okay. It's weird, but either way, the show must go on.
Well, what were we talking about? Oh, how'd I got in?
How'd you get in?
This is a long story.
Okay, we're on a podcast.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be able to. Make it the whole story without forgetting something, just because that's how I am. But I basically grew up on the Western Slope, just outside of Grand Junction, a place called Fruta. If you've ever heard of if you heard of Grand Junction,
yeah, that's where the Viking Armament crews at.
Absolutely, yep.
You said you went to school Grant, or you grew up with Grant,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And so, you know, my dad was a military man.
Okay.
And he just had a huge sense of adventure. But he wasn't like a big hunter or anything. He just loved to, you know, go fishing and just go backpacking. But we moved out to the Western Slope, and I mean, I saw my dad kill his first elk with a bow when I was 8.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
That
was back before we knew like anything. You know, we weren't you know, awesome Sitka and, no, and yeah. having Kefaru backpacks yeah. you or staying at Walton's.
Fucking probably right. flannels and jeans, man.
yeah. BDUs.
Yep.
My and dad's old BDUs.
Yep, yep. Carhartts and shit, like overalls. That's what I had when I was a kid.
But, I mean, that was kind of where it, like, first started. And then, you know, kind of since then, or, you know, starting from then, you know, when I was 12, I was lucky enough to shoot three big game animals when I was 12 years old. You know, just take advantage of the youth tags and being in, you know, Grand Junction, you know, really close to awesome hunting, which is a little different from here unless you have some private access.
Yep.
I mean, it just kind of took off. And then that's like all I did throughout middle school and high school in the fall is I hunted. And in the summer we scouted. Mm-hmm. Like that's just what we did. I mean, I remember my freshman year of high school, it was homecoming week. And I had invited this, you know, like pretty smoking hot girl, you know, to come to homecoming with me. And she had said yes. And I was all excited. And I was telling my dad about it. And he's like, "You can't go." I'm like, "What are you talking about? Did you see the way this girl is?"
Yeah.
He's like, "No, you can't. I drew a 61 archery tag.
Oh.
And I need you to help me on this hunt." You know, and back when you're, you know what, 15, I guess, like 16 years old when you're a freshman in high school.
Yeah, like,
you know, I probably wasn't thinking, and I wasn't, you know, too happy at the time. But I mean, you know, that's just like, that's what my family did. I mean, that was our commitment. And I went off to college. I went to Florida, actually.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, FGCU for like a summer semester and then a fall semester.
Oh, wow.
And then I was seeing, like, you know, all the pictures and all the videos of my buddies back home. I was like, shit, that's what I'm missing.
I'm missing that.
And I'm, like, getting homesick. And it wasn't, like, homesick because I was, you know, missing, like, you know, my mommy and daddy or anything.
Yeah,
like
you were just missing.
I was missing, outdoors. Like, yeah, being out there. I mean, you go out there and, you know, I had golf clubs and, you know, I can go, you know, fishing. But it just, it wasn't the same to me. And so I literally transferred between that fall and spring semester to over at CSU. And I started going to CSU. And then since then I would still hunt, you know, all fall, while I was going to school at CSU.
Wow.
So, and it's been a huge passion of mine. I mean, like I said, like August, September, you know, most of October and November, like I'm out there and now I'm lucky enough to, you know, have a little bit more money and afford maybe one out of state hunt a year.
Yep.
Like every other year.
Yeah.
You know, which is awesome because you just get a little bit more opportunity. You're spending a lot more money.
Yep.
But yeah, it's just, that's kind of how I got started and it just kind of continues going.
And it keeps growing, right?
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's well, and you being in the industry now and the work field, that's a blessing, right? Like it is.
Yeah. It's a, you know, it's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
You know, at the same time, you know, we're, you know, like, you know, I had promised my like wife I was only going to do like one trip.
You know, like this, you
this
lied
spring,
to her.
This spring, oh, you know, the spring. With the start of the remodel. And then I just kind of like got invited to a couple like really cool, awesome camps.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm just going to, you know, I want to go.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we talked about it and compromised. And, you know, I'm basically giving up shed hunting this year, which is fine.
Yeah.
I'd rather do those other hunts, but yeah, I mean it's a lot, but you know, when you enjoy it,
yeah,
right, it's not like best. You're working,
it's man. The best, right?
It's awesome.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Dad, is like when your dad said, "Nah, you're gonna go help me and I got a fine ass homecoming date," I'm like, "Nah, Dad, I already got my tent popped." I'm like, "I already got that shit popped." But yeah, that would be tough, dude. That was tough, but that's the sacrifice of the whole game of hunting. Like me, I'm a guy that I don't expect to be a big Aaron Snyder. I'm not the big backpack hunter, right? I've never said I was. Have I done it? Yeah. And when I do it, I try to get the best of the best, right? Like I get a sawtooth or a teepee, eight-man teepee. Mm-hmm. I want to be comfortable when I'm in camp. I get the stove. I get shit that it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you pay for it? Yeah, you pay for what you get, right? Like, I get that, like, and it's not in everybody's budget. I realize that. It's not mine, but it's sacrifice on maybe some other shit. You know what I mean? Like, I truly think like a Davis tent is an investment, but you got to look at it like, fuck, man, this is an investment that's going to last my kids, their kids, if we take care of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, you shouldn't have to buy more than one,
yep,
as long as it's the right size for like what you're doing.
Right.
But, you know, like I said, that first tent I had, and that was 30 plus year old tent,
mm-hmm,
and it's still rocking.
So that, speaking of that, like, so like you get the stove, does like embers ever come back and burn holes into the tent or anything like that? Like, do you have that happen? I mean, I'm sure you do. And then what happens with that? You just patch it up or what?
Yeah. So it can happen. It's really dependent on, you know, who's operating the stove.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, probably, you know, you got a stove in here, you know, if your roof was made of, you know, canvas or whatever, yeah, I wasn't going to throw paper in there.
No.
Right. Cause yeah, it could come down. But you know, that can happen. It's definitely happened to, you know, in the past years, and you just patch them, yep, you know, you know, we sell some tape or some patch kits, but really we've actually eliminated that within the past year.
Really?
We've developed these two new stove baffles. One of them we call the Sleepmore Mini, and the other one we call the Sleepmore Max. But what we're doing is we're introducing like a metal plate in between the fire and the stovepipe hole.
Oh,
and
wow.
And so that your fire, instead of just going straight up the stovepipe, which if we went over there right now and looked, we'd literally see the flames
going up,
straight up, it would hit that plate and basically redistribute back into the stove. So any of that big ash from that initial burn
will hit, right, that.
Instead, yeah, of going straight up the pipe, only having your spark arrester, you know, to stop it and potentially falling on your tent. Now you have that, it hits that metal plate, goes back in, right, and that big ash turns into little ash, and then it finally, you know, makes its way back up that stovepipe. I mean, I've been testing like the first version of this thing like 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
I won't use one of our stoves without it. That's like,
oh, really?
How much of an added benefit, you know, to your stove and to your wall tent that you can do. I mean, it's another game changer because you're not having to worry about embers falling on your tent.
Dude, that is sweet. That is smart too, though. Like, it really is.
Yeah. I mean, we try, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, that's honestly why you guys stay in the game, right? Like, it really is. I guess what I want to know now is, like, you know, obviously you guys are doing things like that, but is there anything that you guys have done, you know, that's been, like, kind of crazy, like a custom design for somebody or an outfitter business? Like, what is some of the cool shit you guys done?
That's a good question. You know.
I gotta have me a little bit more,
more. That's yours to keep.
I know. So don't, but yeah. I just, okay. I'm trying not to drink so much.
You know, we've done a lot of cool things over the years. You know, and there's stories, and I'm not the best at telling stories, but I believe like our biggest tent, and I hope the guys at the shop don't get mad at me, but I think it was a 60-foot wide tent by like 120-foot long.
Oh, shit. You made a lodge, bro.
Yeah. And this was over back like near where the airport is now, you know, over by DIA. And it took like a week or something to like set it up. You know, this was a while ago, yeah, way before my time. But we've done a lot of like just cool stuff like that.
That is sweet.
You know, probably like the latest, coolest, you know, as far as tent thing that we've done is this new tent that we call the Go Tent.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was basically...
Kind of looks like a teepee, right?
Kind of.
Kind of,
you,
right?
Might have saw one when we did that Jason Rowe shoot over in Golden.
No, I wasn't there. I was out of town for that one. But did you guys have that at Utah?
No.
No, because you guys were next to Eastman.
We did have it when we met at the TAC one in, yep, Glenwood.
That's one. That's where I seen it.
Yeah. You know, but basically it's like a 10 by 10 footprint, and we really designed it for the guy who's, you know, going up for like the weekend, right? If you're going up for a weekend, you don't need to set up this, you know, really big wall tent. You just don't need that space. And so this is like a mini wall tent, like I said, 10 by 10 space, 3-foot sidewalls, you know, just high enough so you can have a cot, and, yep, then it's got a 6'8" peak height, so 6 feet, 8 inches, so you can stand up, take your favorite jacket off. and still have a stove jack in it.
Wow.
And so we call that the go tent. I use that probably, you know, way more than probably any other tent just because, you know, it's myself.
Yep.
Right. Or if it's like me and a buddy, you know, that's what our YouTube video is that I was telling you about.
Yeah.
Where it's, you know, two cots and a stove.
That's
and
it's
just kind of like the base, you know, basic necessities, you know, for someone just going on a quick trip.
Really?
There was a market for that. You know, we didn't really, you know, think there was a market at the same time. It was more of just like, hey, this would be an awesome tent. And then we just kind of, you know, got word from a few outfitters and a few buddies, and we kind of produced it for the masses, and it's been doing really well.
Dope.
It's a freaking cool tent.
That is cool, because I remember seeing that at Intact, now that you said that, and it is definitely something where if you want to be a little bit of luxurious, you know, and
yeah
that's a new one too.
Luxurious. Yeah, keep going, bro.
I'm like on it. A roll, I like dog
it. I like it.
What do I say? Luxury? Fuck it.
Luxurious?
Luxurious.
Yeah. There's an actual word that you were trying to say.
What was I trying to say?
Luxurious.
Yeah, what'd I call it?
Luxious?
Luxurious?
I don't remember.
Fuck, man. Damn. You know, and I haven't even been smoking no cig of weed either, dog. Yeah. Maybe that's my problem. But I guess when you guys put these, you know, these little, what do you call it, the go tent now?
Yeah, go tent.
What does that weigh? What does something like that weigh? Do you remember?
Yeah. I mean, so you're familiar with Rock Slide, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, Ryan Avery.
Yep.
Right. So I made him, kind of a custom one, like at an 8 ounce fabric, which unfortunately we don't have anymore. So don't call and ask.
Yeah.
Me
don't now. Ask me that. Well, bullshit.
We'll release it when we have it. But like I got his tent down to 22 pounds.
Oh, wow.
So, because he packs in with goats.
Yep.
Right. And, you know, I had, you know, I was a big Rock Slide guy before, you know, I started working in the outdoor industry. Mm-hmm. And him and I kind of knew each other a little bit. And then we started, you know, sponsoring Rock Slide.
He's a fucking cool ass dude, man.
He's a great guy.
In fact, we talked in Utah and, mm-hmm. you know, and yep. He actually gave me and Frank the invite to come up. He was going to say, I don't know, man, that's a lot of minorities coming to the camp. But I said, I can make some good tortillas. he's cool, man. And I don't even know if my schedule is going to allow me now that with Gagey's fight. I mean, mm-hmm. this month and next month, I am fucking slammed. And then we have Best of the Best tournament.
Yep.
I mean, that's probably why you're not probably shooting, because you're going to camp, right?
Yep.
Bear camp.
Yep.
But that being said, you should maybe set up something there at the camp if you guys want, if a time. And you're like, God damn, you're giving me another weekend of work, damn dog. Yeah. But I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
No, I hear you.
The options there for you guys if you want. Do you guys ship all over the country?
Yeah. Yeah. All the time. I mean, every day we're shipping to, you know, all four corners, Midwest. Yeah, every day.
Yukon, any Canadian?
So we do some stuff to Canada, but, I mean, you're shipping, you know, a really heavy item.
Yeah, it's expensive. Right?
You know, and I'm not the shipping manager, and so I don't know, like, but there's paperwork, right, and stuff. And so shipping, you know, out of the country, you know, can get expensive, but we do, you know, talk to the customers who are out of the country, and typically they work with like a import export business, you know, and like we've got tents like in Costa Rica, and like yeah.
Hanging out with
I'm fucking rubbing off on him, dude.
Or in the Caribbean, and, you know, and we'll ship it to Miami,
okay,
right, and then they pay somebody else, right, that we ship it to, to then do whatever it is they do, right?
Right.
To take it down.
Okay.
We've got tents all over. I mean, I remember watching a hunting show. Someone has a hunting show in New Zealand, uh-huh. and they're using our tents.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
It's awesome. I love seeing our tents, you know, like on stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean,
it brings a smile to my face.
So now that, how long have you been working with the company?
Yeah, cool. Let's see, next month. Be 3 years.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so it's not been that long.
No, but you've gotten your foot in the door now. I guess what I was going with this, if you had to do it all over again, would you give up that mat job? and continue to work for Davis Tent?
I actually haven't even really put a thought to that because I've just been so busy, you know, kind of with everything that I'm doing. But really, no, I wouldn't. I mean, it's been awesome. I've been able to, you know, help design tents, you know, test gear out in the field, do videos, you know, talk with customers about something I'm super passionate about, which is hunting.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, no way, Jose.
Yeah. That's probably a good answer, too, okay, see, when they hear this shit, you know. I put you on the spot, man. I'm trying to get you a raise, dog. I'm trying to hook a brother up, you know. So you're getting ready. We were talking out when we were getting my arrows when I shot my elk, you know. It was perfect 12 rings, right?
Yeah. All four?
No, they weren't all four, I ain't going to lie. But we were talking. You're getting ready to go to Montana.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty excited. You get to go to a turkey hunt up in Montana here at the end of this month. Pretty excited. A lot of industry guys are going to be there.
Really?
Yeah. So it's kind of a little exclusive.
It's a good move for you, and you get to meet some guys. You name dropped a guy that I know.
I did.
And what was his name?
Jason Matzinger.
Yeah. So
he'll be there.
Yeah. So Jason and I've known Jason for a few years now. I mean, this quick break is brought to you by archeryauctionpros.com. Have y'all wanted to get a new bow setup but just didn't want to pay top dollar for it? Because I know my broke ass didn't want to. Guys, check out this website. It may be the answer to all your problems. Go to www.archeryauctionpros.com. Register for free. Look at the bows, see something you like, make a bid, and guess what? You may be shooting a new setup this season. It's that easy. And oh, check this out. Before it even hits the site, it is checked out by some of the best bow technicians in the game, so you're not buying a piece of crap. Guys, I don't know. It got my vote. I'm all about it. Guys, check them out at www.archeryauctionpros.com and even on the IG at archeryauctionpros. Probably a little longer than that, but I remember one year, I think maybe it was ATA or maybe the Utah show, but we had a hell of a party. It was one of Butch's, it was Cryptek's owner Butch, his birthday, and we were down there, and dude, I literally remember it was like Chad Mendes, him, just a bunch of people. We all got together, and we had a hell of a time, and I remember shooting the shit with him, and his voice is a voice that you'll never forget, right?
Yeah,
he has that narrative voice, and you just like goddamn, I wish I could talk like you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And I've met people who like been on TV shows or like been on radio, and then like you meet them for the first time, but Jason has the same voice that you hear when you're watching, you know, Sportsman's
channel. Yeah, anything he's doing.
Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah, so it's not. He has the gift for that voice, you know, like he really does. And super cool dude. I can't say anything bad about him because me and him have get along great. And we actually walked by each other. I didn't even know he was him. He came by and bumped me in the shoulder. I was like, oh, shit, that shit, what's up, man? I haven't seen him forever, you know, a couple years since COVID hit. Didn't go on. So it was kind of cool seeing him. But that's cool, man. You're going to go shoot some turkeys in Montana. It's a long trip for some birds, bro.
It is. But, you know, it's going to be worth it. And it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
super excited. What it's about. You know what I mean?
100%. And, you know, to me, that's a lot about what, you know, at least for me, you know, like what hunting is. Mm-hmm. It's about the camaraderie. It's about, you know, being with your buddies.
Yeah.
Which is also what is awesome with a wall tent, too, because usually you're staying.
Yeah.
Like with more guys and it, you know, staying up at night.
Believe me,
it's nice. Hanging out.
Yeah.
Like it's awesome.
No, it is definitely fun and makes it hard to get up out of bed in the morning. That's one thing I will say is hard. We were going back to the pros and cons.
It's
hard to get your ass up for that morning hunt, dude.
I hear you. So you gotta camp close, you know, to where the elk or deer are, depending on the hunt, right?
That's facts. Yeah, because I remember, like, there was one night we tied one on in the camp, and we were supposed to hit this fucking hillside, and I swear to God, we were like, we're gonna be there before daybreak, right? Mm-hmm. Well, sure as shit, we got like 30 minutes to put our boots on and to get out there. We're like, ah, let's just close our eyes for 30 minutes. Oh, you know damn well yeah. we need to get up. But, yeah, but it was so nice because the fucking stove was running. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're having a great time, man. You're having a great time, man.
Absolutely.
That's one thing I will say about the tents. I guess when the other thing I want to know is, like, when you guys do all these, like, the stitching of a canvas, right? Like, mm-hmm. is it a certain kind of stitching you guys use? Or, like, what makes your guys', like, so durable? You know, how can you guys have a lifetime? How can people use it lifetime after lifetime? Is you know, you guys have like defaults on that shit? What how does
yeah,
it work?
Yeah. Yeah, so what I'll say is, you know, we're really, you know, careful with what canvas we pick. And so that's really where it starts, right? And so that's the raw canvas. So we only buy the best of the best canvas that you can buy. Like, and we've been doing it for years, and we will only use, you know, a few people. If a new person comes in, like a new, you know, people in the industry, right, we'll maybe buy a roll, and then we'll unroll it and see if it's as high quality, you know, because we have guys who have been there for 30 plus years.
Yeah.
But it really starts with the canvas, and then after that, it starts with the treatment. And so they're literally, you know, you're taking raw canvas, and then you're treating them. And so our treatment is called Sun Forger, and we get either a Sun Forger water mildew treated canvas, the treatment Sun Forger water mildew or Sun Forger water mildew and fire.
Okay.
And so that's where it starts, right? And then we take those rolls and then we cut them and then we, you know, stitch them together.
Oh shit.
It's
a process.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a,
that's why I was excited to have you on here because I know shit about this. I mean, you know what I mean? You want to learn how to fucking throw a 1-2. I got you, but I don't know shit about these tents. I just know how badass they are. Speaking of that, we were in Texas, and they had a couple of them out there.
Yep.
And I was totally cool staying in one of them, but, you know, we had room in the house, so obviously I'm not going to be a dummy and not stay in the house, right?
I would do the same thing.
Right?
Yeah.
But I know we went in there, and I was like, dude, these things are freaking sweet. Because those were some of the newer models. They had to be because –
Yeah, I mean, there. It's that actually. So it's funny. I know the story on that exact tent because I you know.
Okay.
I'm not the one who let them, you know, borrow it or whatever, but I was the one who like took that tent from off of being on the floor. So that used to be our show, like our you know, when customers come in.
Yep.
That would be the tent that, you know, customers would see.
Okay.
And then, you know, once I started working there, I was like, hey, I want to like, could I take a tent out, you know, and do some videos. You know, on the tent. And then the owner was like, yeah, that's a great idea. Why don't you take the one that's been up there for, you know, I don't know how long, like 12 years.
Oh, wow. So it's been up there for a minute.
And this was back when I first started there. And that's that tent. I literally took it and I, you know, we did a bunch of videos on it. Almost all like the videos, the newer ones that you see with like a 14 by 16, it's that tent. And then he, you know, went, your good buddy Aaron needed a tent down in Texas. And I just, you know, he needed it kind of quickly. And I just, you know, we had one. We're just like, dude, here you go. You know,
that's awesome.
Like, you know, just use it. And so he has. But no, I mean, that same tent, I mean, that's the same design we've been, you know, using forever. I mean, there's a different pole system in that tent where it's what we call an internal frame, you know, where it's got like legs that are on the inside. Rafters that come up diagonal, you know, to the peak, you know, that's relatively, you know, new within the past 5 to 10 years. But, you know, the traditional pole setup, which more what outfitters are used to, you know, that's more of the past pole system they use. But no, that same canvas, that same tent, that's what we've been doing.
That's crazy, man.
And
I thought it was
one of
the newest ones.
No.
I was like, oh, you got one of the new shit, dog. That's crazy.
No, yeah, it's not a new tent. I know. I've stayed in that. I mean, that tent, I usually set up a tent in my backyard all winter.
Really?
And I test stuff, you know, like before it comes to market.
Yeah.
You know, I remember testing, you know, some stuff that we haven't brought to market yet, but I would literally you know, sleep in my backyard anytime it was like 20 degrees. And then I'd start like the stove and the process, and I'm, you know, testing different stuff, but I'd stay in there with a cot and a 30 degree bag.
Oh, really?
And then if the stove didn't work, right, like it stopped, well, I'd wake up because I was in a 30 degree bag and it was 20 degrees outside.
Yep.
So I'd like wake up at 2 a.m.
Yep.
Like that was that tent. That's that YouTube video. Yeah. That YouTube video where I do it in 23 minutes.
Yeah.
That's that tent.
Wow.
So yeah, that tent's been around.
I'm telling you, man, like honestly, like I'm a fan of the product, right? Like that's why I was excited to get you on here because like honestly, like I just see the stuff. Like do you guys like do people like use it for like weddings and stuff? Like have you guys done that? Like or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean you can, you know, me personally, I don't really work in that
that's
space.
What I'm saying.
I know we have a sister company
uh-huh.
that, you know, has like hundreds of wall tents and they do weddings.
Yeah.
And they do set up I'm pretty sure they set up some wall tents. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe you're out of question that's out of my league.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm always thinking outside the box, you know what I'm saying? Like
When COVID hit, we basically almost rebranded like our rainfly. You know, like a rainfly that goes over our frame, you know, it's like a shade awning. Because you saw when COVID hit, you know, when they allowed those restaurants to have seating. It was outside. It was outside. And so, you know, and I'm like, well, I've got a rain fly and I have a internal frame. Well, it's the same thing. And so we kind of rebranded that, took some pictures. But yeah, you know, you can certainly do all sorts of crazy stuff. I've set that up in my backyard, you know, at my kids' birthday parties.
Yeah.
Like, and you could easily do that here.
Yeah.
Just a shade awning.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's honestly what it is, honestly. Now that I think about it. Yeah, it's brilliant, man. It's cool. Where's the company going to go from here? Like, I mean, I know you guys probably got stuff in the works and this and that. What do you guys see, you know, let's say, you know, 5-10 years down the road, like, what do you feel like Davis Tents could do?
You know, really good question, Luke. You know, right now, you know, what's been really awesome for us the past, you know, three years is we're just trying to take baby steps mm-hmm. is what we're trying to do. You know, we're literally just trying to, you know, just take that next step.
Yep.
And just kind of seeing where it's taken us. And so far it's been awesome.
Yeah.
We just kind of
obviously
keep taking that next step. So, you know, where are we going to be in 5-10 years? I don't think I could answer that. You know, I don't know if anybody from our company can answer that other than, you know, we're going to continue to put our best foot forward.
Yep.
And we're going to keep, you know, doing what we do, keep being innovative, you know, keep producing, you know, the highest quality wall tents that we can make, you know, both in the, you know, in the hunting industry and in the camping as far as, you know, like family camping as well.
Yeah, the glamping. Type, yeah.
Like our glamping tents, I mean, nobody else makes tents.
I honestly will say you guys are the best of the best in glamping. Like, well, that's the shit. Like, when I saw my deck out there up on top, I said, dude, I should put one on this bitch, right?
You should.
I definitely should, huh?
You have no idea the amount of customers who, you know, buy that right now, or just, you know, people, investors. It's mm-hmm. actually a great way to describe it, who buy plots of land.
Yeah.
Build a few decks. Buy a few of our tents, run electrical to them,
yep.
you know, have some sort of on-site restroom,
yep.
you know, on the property.
Yeah.
And are just making hand over fist.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said, like, he fucking even a porta potty. You could do porta potties on those motherfuckers,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Like, honestly, like, that's kind of what I was thinking. Like the electricity part of the whole thing, do you guys sell the lighting kits in those? Do you guys do that, or do you guys recommend a certain different one?
Yeah, I mean, it's really dependent on, you know, the customer when it comes to that glamping, as far as, you know, what they want, like the inside to look like. But we have also, you know, we do have, you know, just think about like, you know, wall tents and wall tent accessories. We about make everything as far as, you know, for wall tent accessories to make just your experience more enjoyable.
Right. Well, you actually brought me a gift and.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was cool. Talk about those. What are those? Like, you know, what gave you guys the motivation to make it more comfortable for the outdoorsmen on those?
Oh, on the, so the sleeping bag cover?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually something that we've had, you know, people ask us to make for a long time.
Uh-huh.
It's just with everything that's been going on, we just kind of haven't, you know, been able to do. We had other things on our plate. But really, you know, we call it a sleeping bag cover. It's made out of the same exact canvas our tents are made out of. And really the design there is you have this entire bag, right, the sleeping bag cover that your entire sleep system, besides your cot, can live in.
Right.
And so, like, if we took it out now, you can literally throw your pad in there. It's got a sleeve. So your pad stays in there. And then you can put your sleeping bag in there and your pillow in there. And it keeps everything clean. So, like, when you get back from hunting.
Yep.
Right? Usually you're a little dirty.
Yep.
And the first thing you do is you go to take off your boots while you sit on your cot.
Yep.
Well, and you're in your sleeping bag.
Yep. And then you got shit all over your cot and bed.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, this sleeping bag cover solves that issue, right? Where it keeps it, you know, everything clean. And then, you know, that's probably my favorite part is that it's like it keeps everything in there. I literally have my, you know, my pillow, my sleeping bag, my cot pad, and then I just roll it up. That actually has what we call alligator clips and straps. And then you can actually roll it all up and strap it, throw in the bed, you know, your pickup or your SUV.
Yep.
You get, you know, you get to camp, you set up your cot, you drop it there, unroll it.
You're there.
You're good. That's it. That's probably my favorite feature.
Yeah. What I like about it, the wind, the, you know, it's the wind blowing on you if you're staying out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to keep you warmer too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's got, you know, it's not a bivy or I'm searching for the right word here, but I'm not, coming up with it, but you know, it adds a degree right to your sleeping bag. But you know, it's not, you know, 20 degrees or anything like that.
Right.
You know, it's probably around 5, right? Like, 'cause it has to,
yeah.
Right. It's insulating your sleeping bag with, you know, with the canvas. But no, it's a great product. We actually came out with that on Black Friday this past year.
Oh, wow.
Is when we released it.
Good. Yeah. So I guess do you guys, is there a time of the year that you, what is your busy time? Obviously, is it in the summer months before hunting season comes or is it all year long?
Yeah. I mean, it's totally changed in even the 3 years that I've been there.
Uh-huh.
You know, back when I was, you know, first starting out, there was a big push early spring, and that was for glamping. Because if you think about, like, the glamping season, that's their summer.
Yep.
Right? The summer is their season. Yeah. Right? Which totally makes, you know, totally makes sense. And so there's a big push early spring to late spring where we got to get those tents out. And then kind of, you know, July and August, right? The big push, you know, for hunters. But, you know, really since 2 years ago, we've been busy.
All year long.
All day, every day.
Really? That's like a good fucking problem to have, man.
Yeah, it's nuts. I mean, we moved last May, and before we moved to a bigger location, we needed more space because we needed to hire more sewers because that's how many people are ordering canvas wall tents right now. I mean, it's
that big.
It's crazy.
Really?
It's crazy awesome, you know, and it's also tough too because they, you know, you probably remember, you know, there's some fires that came through.
Oh yeah.
You know, Colorado the past couple of years. You know, I remember an outfitter buddy of mine who, you know, he couldn't go back to his tents because, you know, he was trapped in tents were trapped in that fire and he needed more tents. And he needed them like within 2 weeks. And
oh, wow.
It was hard. Like, dude, I love you, man. Like, but, you know, right now we're 12 weeks out. I mean, yeah. There's nothing I can do.
That's crazy.
You know, and so right now we're trying to, you know, educate our customers and just let them know of lead times so that they can make plans, right?
Yeah.
Like they can, like, hey, I'm planning on buying a wall tent this year and I want to use it for, you know, first season in Colorado.
Yep.
Right. Or, you know, those late season Arizona tags, which are great to have.
Yeah.
You know, try to plan accordingly, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so don't fucking. Oh shit. What was that?
I have no idea what that was.
What was that? Damn. You got a motherfucking shit.
It was actually perfect. Cause that happened right as you were saying the F word.
So. I know. It's like, bang. We're going to hear a lot more of that then maybe. So tell me a little bit about yourself here real quick. I got to hang out with you, what, last year at TAC?
Yeah, yeah,
Cody
yeah.
Cody did too. We actually got to hang out with you get to know you a little bit better. What is your bread and butter? Like, do you like archery more than a rifle, or do you like them about the same?
Yeah. Good question. You know, I would say I'm just a hunter. Uh-huh. And whatever tag I can get, I will get. I don't care. I'll look more of what's more doable.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so like, you know, this year I'm going to, you know, I've applied for one of those early rifle tags, you know, in Colorado for deer. Uh-huh. You know, I love to bow hunt. It's super fun. But, you know, when I have the kind of points I have, and not being, maybe more of an established bow hunter, uh-huh. You know, like I told you that story in high school, I wasn't actually, I don't sound mean, but I wasn't really allowed to buy a bow.
Oh.
When I was in high school, because September, I was for my dad.
Yeah.
Which I totally get. Like, yeah. You know, I'm not like being, you know, mean or anything, because I know
yeah.
he's going to listen to this podcast.
He's going to be like, that's my shit, dog.
and so I didn't really pick up a bow until after my first year of teaching, because that's when I could. You know, oh, afford
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're, and they're
get
not,
your own. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're, you know,
and good for you. Good for you to yeah. doing that.
And so, you know, that's when, you know, I really bought a bow, because it extends my season mm-hmm. as a, you know, person, a resident, yeah. right. of Colorado, you know, back then, it changes now, but it was, you know, 5 weekends.
Yeah.
I get 5 weekends with an archery tag.
Yeah.
With most, you know, rifle tags, it's either 1 week, you know, one weekend or two weekends.
It tops.
Yeah. Like, you know. And so I just, you know, I love to hunt and I wanted to hunt more. And so that's, you know, where I, you know, got my start with bow hunting. And, you know, I'm a little spoiled now. I've got like 3 bows.
Yeah, you got more than me, dog.
It just worked out that way. You know, and I've been setting, you know, both of them up now for my first ever having dial sights, which.
Yeah, which are the game changers.
Yeah, yeah, no, and that's the exact word I was going to use, Luke. If you are out there and you do not have a dial sight, it's a game changer. Yep. I mean, try shooting tack for 3 years.
Yeah.
And not having a dial sight. I was that guy. I will literally raise my hand and, you know.
You were trying to guess shit, right? Like, oh,
yeah.
I put this motherfucker on the spine of it. I may hit it, right?
So this year after shooting one tack, I literally ran out of arrows in the field. And I actually ended up using Phil's brother's arrow the rest of the trip, Raphael.
Yep.
Yeah. I used his arrow. For the rest of the, you know, the shoot. And then I was literally leaving like the next day to go to Park City for that tack. I didn't have any arrows.
Yep.
And so luckily, you know, I think it was called Badass Gear.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, they had arrows there.
Yep.
Well, the real issue was I was shooting, you know, helicals.
Yeah. Oh,
like my own stuff, right, was helicals.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was shooting Eastons. And like what they had, at least what they had in stock, you know, was not what I had. And so it was like a little lighter arrow.
Yep.
And so I was, you know, shooting the tack course last year in Park City and I'm, you know, talking with my group and I'm just like, just so you know, I'm not dialed in at all. I have no idea where this is going, but you know what? Fuck, I'm having fun.
I'm sending it.
Like that's what I'm out here for.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're right, man. And you know, to me, that's what it's about. Like, honestly, man, if I don't go through a tack event and fucking bust, you know, 3-4 arrows, what the fuck am I out there doing, right? Like,
yeah.
I go there. We had, what year was that? We went to Big Sky. Or what was that? Was that Big Sky?
That was Big Sky. That was, hang on, I can tell you right now, actually.
It was like, I don't know. Here's the road on this one. In the ashtray right there.
It was in 16.
2016
we went
July.
Yeah, July. So 2016 we went out.
You were still in high school?
No, dude. Oh, jeez, dude.
I'm just joking.
No, I'm not that young.
Cody was just with me, helped me film that time, right? We brought you to film and capture it. It was what me, Drew,
Ian
Salas, Justin Salas, and I think that was, and Frank.
And Frank, yeah.
And Frank went with us, right?
That's awesome.
And we all just drove down there, camped at Yellowstone.
That's what started the trailer.
Yeah.
Started
building. Yeah, yeah, that's what.
Because we got to camp at 1:30 in the morning and started setting it up with hammer drills. Yeah.
You talk about the trailer that he has?
Yeah, that one he has. Yeah.
That thing's cool, man.
It is cool, man. He made it himself.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know. He was telling me all about it, man.
It's definitely sweet. And so anyways, we go out there and Ian don't have a dial inside. He was you,
yeah.
But you knew what you were getting yourself into.
I did.
Yeah. He had no idea, and he was pissed the fuck off. What the fuck? I'll never shoot at fucking 80 some yards. Oh, he was pissed.
Yeah.
I'm like, Ian, this is what it is. Like, oh yeah, just because you got one of those fucking adjustable sights, you know, blah blah. And I'm like, well,
I told you,
you're gonna fucking lose arrows.
Shoot from the ladies' tees. Walk another 40 feet up.
I mean, come on, bro. You know, it's crazy. But either way, it was something I won't forget. But damn, 2016?
Yes, sir.
God damn, we got to do that shit again, man. Oh, fuck. That just pop up?
No, I just pulled it up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, that's what it's from.
Oh, you got to send me that photo.
8 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
a while. So, that's before I had kids.
Yeah.
Probably almost before.
Shit, that was before. Man, Eva wasn't even born yet. Yeah.
Yeah,
she's almost going to be 7 this year. Yeah, she wasn't born yet.
Can you imagine your life before kids?
Oh,
I can't
even
imagine now.
No.
It's crazy.
It gave me a whole new meaning of life, honestly.
Absolutely.
Like before kids, like, yeah, I love life. Like, don't get me wrong, I was married. I don't even know. I think we were married 2 years before we started having kids, 3 years.
Yeah, about same.
Yeah,
about the same.
Whatever. And, but before that, man, shit, dude, I didn't give a fuck about anything. I just wanted to.
I knocked the dust off that pussy.
I didn't give a fuck what it looked like, you know? But either way, I know, I just wanted to use that sound bite. I just liked it. But yeah, so, it's nuts, man. Kids shit definitely change you. Changed me for the best. Like, it.
Absolutely.
It honed me to me, and you know, it was a no-brainer. Like, man, the time that they're little is just for a little bit, man. You know what I mean? That's one thing I've realized with my daughter now.
Yeah. How old is she now?
She's gonna be 7 in May. That's right.
Yeah.
And like everything that Marcus is doing, I remember Eva doing in her own little girly way.
And
now I'm like, God, dude, that seemed like it was yesterday. But now she's telling me, she's like, Dad, you are undescribable sometimes. And I'm like, what do you mean by that? You know what I mean? Like, you got to grow up, Dad. You know, she telling me I got to grow up. So I'm fucked when she's a teenager. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah, I don't think I'm far off with my 4-year-old.
Yeah. So it's
all
crazy.
Good, man.
Like, honestly, like, I just realized, you know, my kids are going to be only so little for so long, and then, you know, they're going to tell me, no, Dad, I know, whatever. Just like how I was. So I'm just enjoying the process now, and I'm just, you know, I want to be there more with them, you know. It's nuts, man. Being a father is something that I don't take for granted, and I don't take very lightly either. You know what I mean?
It's a big responsibility.
It is a big responsibility, and I think it's important to have that, positive reinforcement on them, showing them, you know, show that goofy side like I do a lot, but show the serious side of them and know what's right from wrong. But, you know, you got to show that affection and love still. And to me, man, kids made me fucking soft as motherfucking shit, dude. I ain't gonna lie, dog. I'm soft as hell now. We be watching like fucking Maui or what was that? What's that?
Moana.
And shit. Yeah, you know.
I apologize to the listeners that I know what Moana is, but I have a 2 and a 4-year-old girl.
You know it, right?
So
right now it's like Encanto and shit. I'm all on it. I'm on all of this shit, and it's nuts because like you watch it now, and I'm like, I get all teary eyed. I'm all biting my lip and shit. And I'm like, oh man, my daughter look at me, Dad, are you okay? I'm like, yeah. Allergies.
allergies. I'm like, back when I was in high school and college, like, I didn't even sweat at this stuff. No. Like, I was backpacking for 2 weeks. Like, who cares?
Yeah, right.
Like, and then you're watching this stuff. You're like, yeah, I'm getting all soft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'll be the first one to say it. I'm soft. Capital S now.
I think I'm getting there, but, you know, I think my pride's holding me back a little bit.
Yeah, man, I swallowed that pill a long time ago now. I ain't gonna lie, man. But, yeah, man, it, you know, the kids are great. The family life is good. And that's what I would say, dude. Having a Davis tent mm-hmm. will even bring the family even more together, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Cousins, uncles, relatives, come hunt here and stay there in the tent. It's badass, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, you can have a camp as large as you want. I mean, we even have people who buy tents for us just to hang out in.
Yeah, and that's what
literally,
I'm saying.
They'll literally, like, circle their campers.
Yeah.
Right? And then everyone will stay in their campers, but then they want a place at night, you know, like,
before they
go to bed. Yeah, to hang out, you know, to play cards, just, you know, chill with everybody.
Yeah, you
can't do that in a camper. Like,
no.
You're not going to put... you know, 6, 8, maybe 10 people in a camper and like have everyone be comfortable. But you can put a 14x16 and put a big old table with some camping chairs in there.
Yeah.
With a heater.
Now that's a plan. That sounds like a good time, right?
You
know, I can hold my daughter's quinceañera up in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
or Cody, we could fucking just go anywhere and we could just be like fucking.
What do we get for
We can run some fucking shacks, bro.
Everything. No buku.
We can maybe run some fucking, some hanky-panky shacks, bro. That might be fucking our side hustle. Fucking invest in one of these tents and just fucking bootlegging some bitches up out of there.
Bootlegging some bitches. Wow.
I guess that's a strategy.
Could be an idea, you know what I'm saying, for some of you guys. I ain't going to do it because my wife will fuck me up.
Man, it's kind of funny you said that thing about you know, family camping. Like after Memorial Day, typically, you know, without the stuff I'm doing in the spring, I'll literally, my wife's family has property just above Blackhawk. You know, they've got a few acres up there and it's close enough, you know, it's probably about the same distance like from here down.
Where are you at? Yeah, same distance.
Yeah, and so I'll set up a like a 14x16 and then my family will camp out there and I'll commute for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Down
it's
to work.
A great time
because I'm tired of, you know, living in the city all winter, and so we'll just stay up there, come back and commute, and then I'll come back and I'll be able to have a campfire.
Yeah, it's like you living in the mountain for a while.
Yeah, no, it's
refreshing.
I'm
recharging yourself, dude.
Absolutely, and I'm looking forward to this year. And it might just be me and my 4 year old.
Oh shit,
we just might do it for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
My wife's like, well, one of my coworkers today was like, you're going to let her be the smelly kid because she's not going to shower. I'm like, she's going to smell like campfire, man.
Yeah.
Her dad works in the outdoor industry.
Yeah.
Like, we'll be fine.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And there's way greater tragedies out in the world than that, you know? It's not like a campfire. That means you are living life, man.
There's a creek there. We can bring up.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
We'll figure it out.
And that's the shit that they'll remember for Ed in their childhood. Like, that is the stuff that I remember.
That's the shit that made me, man.
Yeah. So I guess where can they find Davis Tent? Where can they find you at? What can they do? What can they get in on this? Website, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll start with the website. I mean, it's as simple as the name of the company, which is davistent.com. You know, you can just literally Google Davis Tent and right there. I mean, you can even Google canvas tents and you know,
you're going to pop up. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we have a YouTube channel, which we are doing a lot more with. You know, your buddies over at Kafaro have helped us out with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're doing a lot more YouTube videos. I actually shot one today.
Cool.
Which was pretty cool. And that's just, you know, literally YouTube, Davis Tent. You know, we're trying to produce videos on each and one of our products and, you know, helpful tips, stuff like that.
Yep.
We have two kind of Facebook deals. Right, where like most companies, they have a Facebook page.
Yep.
Again, Davis Tent. And then we have like a group.
Okay.
Right, you know, kind of like a, you know, insiders.
Yep.
You know, just exactly like Kofaru does. Yep. They have insiders. And ours is just called Davis Tents. Ooh. So it's plural.
Plural.
Davis Tents.
Okay.
And then we are on Instagram. That one is, you know, just Davis _tent_official is what that one is. But you just start, you know, Davis space tent, and it should, you know, pull up.
Okay.
I mean, it's been started, you know, a while ago, and we're doing really, really well on there.
That's dope.
So yeah, that's where you can find us, and you can message us through that, or, you know, just call us. Literally anybody at our shop who answers a phone is what we call a tent expert. So anybody that can, you know, answer the phone or an email, you know, is somebody who stays in our tents a lot.
Okay.
And has, you know, many, many years of experience with both hunting and the glamping side of it.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's cool, man. Honestly, man, I know it was a day of work for you and you had to come all the way out here. I've been meaning to put this out on with you. I was excited to get you in here because I love what you guys do and I like you as a person.
Appreciate that, Luke.
Anything else I can do for you, you guys just holler. Man, I'm telling you, man, you guys haven't checked them out. I highly, highly recommend it. And I'm talking like, you know, you got a grandpa out there or a dad that doesn't really want to get out in the cold and go hunting with you, buy one of these motherfuckers because they will feel like it's literally a house, a lodge with the stove in it, and they're going to be on cloud nine. They're a part of it, man.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I don't know your entire listener base, but I'm guessing a lot of them are kind of archery guys.
Oh, yeah, hunters, right? Yeah.
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 And, you know, if you're looking at it, drawing those, you know, kind of rifle tags, once it gets past, you know, the end of September and October, I mean, it can get cold.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been, you know, first season Colorado, and it's been -20.
Yeah, well, fuck, I've been in September and been blizzarding.
Yeah, no, and it's nuts. And so, you know, our tents really shine in those, you know, October, November,
yep.
You know, in hunting situations where, you know, you're not paying for a hotel.
Yeah.
Like, it literally, if you're looking at, you know, staying in a hotel compared to a wall tent, I mean, I did the math, you know, when I was in college. I'm like, you know, I'm spending, you know, $500, $600, $700, you know, on staying in a hotel for four nights.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I could invest and buy a wall tent, you know, with a stove, and then I'm cleared, you know, depending on which hotel you're staying at, you know, and the options, you know, but after, you know, half a season.
Yeah.
Like, I, you know, and that's what I can stay in, and I can have that for the rest of my hunting career.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, no, it is a smart investment, I believe. And, I mean, especially if it's something, it's just not even for hunting, like you said. Like I would use it for hunting, yes, but I would also use it for, like, hey, let's go out here in the backyard and camp out here, hang out. Let's have a wine night out here or whatever with my wife.
Yeah.
Anything.
She likes wine.
Oh, she loves wine, yeah. but let alone, like, just take it, like, you know, up the road to these, you know, like national parks, put it up. Mm-hmm. Let's camp. Let's have fun.
Yeah.
Let's have a dance party inside there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, Trev, right?
Yeah.
They did a New Year's party. Uh-huh. In his 16x24.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A couple
nights. Yeah, you can do.
That's what I would be. I would, like I said, I'm always thinking outside the box. How many times would I use it for just the regular, I'm going to throw my cot in there and sleep in there. I'm talking, I would have parties in there. I would set it up. I'd have Halloween parties. You know what I mean? Like, I would set up maybe this to be, you know, a haunted little spot, and then adults go in the fucking canvas, you know. Mm-hmm. It would be sweet. You know, like, I always just think, you know, how I would use it more than just for hunting. So I'm just telling the wife, like, we can use this for this and this and this. But yeah, so man, I appreciate you coming all the way out here and spitting the game to me. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Look, appreciate you having me.
I feel bad, man. We're going to have to do this again because we had a little issues with our Bullhorn app. We didn't. Any callers in today because the system's down.
We had one.
I know. It was weird. It was one. That one came through, right, Cody? Which was nuts.
Yeah, that was it. We crashed the servers.
the whole server's crashed.
It's okay.
Right now.
I mean, I could talk hunting.
I know.
All
day
long,
right? So are you going to tax and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, you should see my July schedule. It's
crazy.
After July 4th, I'm not home until August.
Ugh.
And when I say I'm not home, I mean, I'll be like alpha.
Yeah.
Right. I'm home, quote unquote, right. You know, yeah. Alpha bow hunting, you know, I'll be at that event. But you know, we're doing a attack, this year, the big one they do in, Park City, you know, they team up with Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. That's always an awesome show, or just a, you know, great event. And then we're also, going to do one of the mountain archery fests,
yep,
you know, with Brandon.
Yep. I just had him on there.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and do the one in his hometown, I think, out in Durango, by Durango.
Okay, I didn't know that's where he was
from. I think that's where
Purgatory is the name of the resort.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they have 5 this year. I forget where, like, their newest release one, but they have 2 in Utah,
yep,
1 in Colorado, and then the one that we're going to go is in Wyoming. It's actually near Yellowstone.
So that maybe that's something I hit up too. I don't know.
Yeah.
I gotta look at the schedule and see everything. Once again, I gotta, you know, try to involve the family more. How I can go out and play this.
Maybe I should take notes from you.
Ah, dude, it's just it's one of those things, man, where, you know, you gotta sacrifice a little bit, you know. It's a give and take type deal, like, you got to give a little to take a little, you know, and
yeah.
And me, you know, and you're just like me. I want to be around my family. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if I can do both, I'm going to try to do both, you know?
I hear you.
But yeah. So on that note, man, damn, we'd be rapping for a minute, bro. We've been mad. Hell yeah. Guys, I appreciate you guys listening to us. I apologize on the Bullhorn app. We'll get to the bottom of it and make it bigger and better for next time. Guys, I appreciate it. Guys, make sure you guys, if you guys haven't signed up for the Best of the Best yet, I highly do think you guys should, because, man, it is filling up fast, and it's going to be big pimping. We got belts. We got ring. We got cash money. And we got some sick-ass prizes from some companies. Yeah, man. Am I missing anything, Coach?
I don't think so. You're good.
I think I'm good, man. Then again, once again, check out Davis Tent. Man, I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed if you want to step in that game.
Hell yeah.
All right, we out. Hey, guys. I wanted to hop on here and give you guys a big shout out and say thank you for all your support. Do me a favor. Check out that Bullhorn app. Give us a subscribe on that app. Man, you guys can watch us live right from your phone. Call in. Ask Cody questions all from the app. So check it out. And make sure you guys give us a follow on the IG at GU_unfiltered_and @GladiatorsUnleashed. And if you're a patron, love you.